Okay, today's daf is by Basra daf Kuf Mem Tes. We are holding toward the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. First thing we're going to discuss is which Lashonos work for a Matnah Shchiv Mera. We know that Divrei Shchiv Mera are Kiksuvin Kumasur and Dami. All he needs to do is say words in order to make the Kinyan Chal, but which words? What kind of words work to make a Kinyan? So there are certain words that the Gemara is going to be very confident that work, other words that the Gemara is going to raise the question whether they work or do not work. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if a Shchiv Mera didn't give everything away? He didn't give everything as a Matana, rather he sold everything. He sold his entire estate. Do we assume that that when he gets better, if he were to get better, that that would be the same as having given everything away, where it was all only al-das that he's going to die and the entire kinyan is invalid? Or do we assume that no, that's only when he's giving everything away? When he's selling something, that's a normal business practice, and he is leaving something for himself, all the money that he gets for the estate. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Shchiv Mera can be makne nechasim by being moda that they belong to someone else. He's not saying I am hereby giving. He's saying, oh, this already belongs to so and so. Is that a valid way of being makne nechasim? And in general, may not just be about a Shchiv Mera, about anybody. Maybe there's a form of kinyan called a kinyan odisa that I can be makne to you, not just with kesef shtar or whatever, with chazaka, with hagba. I could be makne to you just by being moda that something belongs to you. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya whether there is such a kinyan from a story about someone who was trying to be makne something to his biological child, but it was not his halachic child, and the way that he ultimately was makne was through a kinyan odisa. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha that we said that if a shchiv mera doesn't give everything, he's mishayer something for himself, then even if he gets better, the kinyan is going to be chal. The question is, how much of something is something? How much does he have to be mishayer for himself for us to consider it that he didn't give everything away? And not just how much, but what if he is mishayer for himself metaltalin? So he gave away all of his karka, but he left a little bit of metaltalin for himself. Is that also good enough, or is it only karka? So we're going to discuss whether karka sometimes means metaltalin also, or it always means specifically just karka. So let's begin two lines from the bottom of the page on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes comments that the following Lashonos work for a Shchiv Mera. If he says, Yitol, V'yizke, V'yachzik, V'yikne, any of those four Lashonos, Yitol, Yizke, Yachzik, Yikne, those are all a valid lashon of matana. He is trying to give away that which is his with those lashonos, and it works. B'masnisa tana, but then we added that there may be other lashonos that work. Af yachsin v'yiras b'roi liyarsho. If he uses lashonos that relate to Yerusha, that don't relate to giving something but relate to Yerusha, and the person happens to be someone that's royally Yarsho, he's just trying to redistribute the estate and not leave it to the normal Dina Yerusha. So that would also work for Rabbi Yochanan Broki, assuming that you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who's the one that says that you're able to redistribute an estate to Yarshim, as long as they are all people who are royally Yarsho. That's the sugyas we had a couple of weeks ago, that Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds that Dvarav Kayamin, as long as it's royally Yarsho, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Says Gemara Yibayiluhu, what about the following Lashon? Yehana Behen Mahi. What would be the halacha if he doesn't say, I am hereby being makna, I am giving, I am being morish? He says this guy should get hana'a from this property. Is saying that someone should get hana'a from the property saying that they should be the owner of the property, or are you saying that they should not be the owner, but they should get hana'a while they have it? Dinavi kulu matana ka'amar, adumulis haniminayim midi ka'amar. Are you saying that you really want it to be entirely a matana? Or are you saying that there should be some level of hana'a that he gets in the property? Or what if you didn't say yehana behen, but he said yira behen mahu? He said said he should see the property. Does that mean, okay, let him see the property? Does it mean that? No, he'll see it as his own. Yamod behen mahu. He should stand in the property. Does that mean that it's his? Or does it not mean that it's his? Yishain behen mahu. He should lean on the property. So take all of these shilas, we leave unresolved. They're all a teku. Many of the Rishonim write in the name of the Ravid that the Gemara is not asking if you say only these Lashonos. All these Lashonos are no better than Yadur Ploni Bibayezeh, which the Gemara already dealt with in Kuf Mem Zayinim Beis, that certainly does not work to just say, let this guy live in this house, because you were not Makna, the actual Bayez. You just let him have rights to live in the house, so that certainly would not work. The Gemara means over here, if he said Nechase Leploni, and then he added Sheyehanabahem or Sheyirabahem, one of these four Lashonos. Yehanabahem, Yirabahem, Yamabahem, Yishonabahem, but it's after he already said the words Nechasai Leploni. So the suffix is, which part of his sentence do we pay attention to? Meaning, the way the Ravid understands it is that we have no doubt any of these Lashonos on their own mean absolutely nothing. Any Lashon of Nechasai Leploni would mean everything, but you use both the Lashon Nechasai Leploni and then you add one of these Lashonos. So the suffix is, do we look at what he said initially, where he's saying he's giving his Nechasim, and he's just trying to be Mosif with this extra phrase, that the guy is not only going to be Mekabel, but I want him to be able to enjoy it, so Yehanabahan. I want him to be able to be Omed in it, so Yamodbahan. But he's not really changing the nature of the Matana with that extra phrase. Or do we say, no, he only said that Nechasai Leploni Aldas, the qualification that he then adds. Not that it should really be Leploni, but rather only that it should be Yehanabahem. That is what all the Rishonim quote from the Ravid. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Mukhil, they all quote from the Ravid. However, Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Yonah seem to hold that the suffix of the Gemara is when he in fact just said these Lashonos, and the Chora, that is the Pashut reading of the Gemara, that he only said these Lashonos. He did not say Nechasai Leploni. Why in the world would he be Konev? He only said Yehana Behen. So the Rabbeinu Gershom explains that the Lashon Yehana sounds like that he should get Hana like an owner would get Hana, meaning that he should get Hana without any limitation on his Hana'a from this property. Since a person cannot be Nene completely with someone else's property, it must mean that it's his, because the Baal Nechasim can always throw you out. He can always somehow limit your Hana'a, even if you are benefiting from the property temporarily. So the only way that Yehana Behem, in the most complete fashion, the only way you're going to be able to really be Nene from it is if it really belongs to you. The tzad to say that he's not Kona is because these Lashonos are not in fact the Lashon Matana. So you can't learn from his Lashon any more than what he's actually saying. That's how the Rabbeinu Gershom explains the two tzad. Rabbeinu Yonah suggests that the tzad that he's Kona is because of Mechira Ischal with these Lashonos, because in addition there's a Kinyan that creates a Chalos Mekach, and anything that requires the whole idea that you need a Lashon Akna is that there should be some is almanas that it's going to be mochiach, that there's something that you want this to begin the Maisa Kinyan. So these Lashonos are enough to show that you're interested in beginning the Maisa Kinyan. But really you're not relying on these Lashonos alone, but it's that they're going to create a Maisa Kinyan. So be that as it may, whichever way you understand it, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. So what do we paskin when we leave something as a teku? Shulchan Aruch paskins in Chosh Mishpat, Simen Reishon and Gimel Sif Beis, that since all of these Ibayos are teku, lo kana hamakabel. The makabel is not kona it, and the Baragola explains that the reason is, misafek, we leave it becheskas hayorshim. They are considered the muchzak, hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. However, the Baragola adds, when he says yehana, since the kavana of the nosein is to be mezaka the makabel in some sort of hana'a, meaning it's true that he wasn't giving it to him, but he meant something. He meant that the recipient should get some sort of hana'a from the property. So if he was kana miyado, then the yorshim, while they remain the owners of it, the yorshim at least have to allow the makabel to have some sort of hana'a. They have to figure out some way that this guy will be able to get hana'a from the property, because he did mean something when he said hana'a. So that word hana'a, yehanaban, has to mean something at the end. Okay, so that's the Gemara's resolution on the issue, or lack of resolution on the issue of which lashonos actually work as a matnash chivmira. Now, frak the Gemara yiboyluhu. Machar kol nechasav mahu. What if a person sells all of his nechasim as a shchivmira, not that he gave it away as a matana? So does that follow the same normal rules of matna shchivmira, where if you give everything away, then you get better, that the gift is not binding? So Amar Avidam Rav, im amar eino chozer. That if he was mocher kol nechasav and then he gets better, so he cannot be chozer. This was just a normal transaction, and therefore it's final, and it has nothing to do with whether he gets better or not. But v'zimnin am Ravid Amrav, im amar chozer. Yeah, Ravid Amrav sometimes said eino chozer, other times he said chozer. So what do we do with that? He contradicts himself. V'lo pligi. No, it's not a contradiction at all. Ha de isna luzuze be'enayu, ha de parinu b'chovo. The difference is, in one of those circumstances, we were discussing a case where he sold everything and kept all the money. In the other case, we're talking about where he sold everything so that he could liquidate these assets and use that money to pay off all of his chovos. So in one of those cases, we assume it's just a regular business transaction, and therefore he's never able to be chozer. In the other, we assume it's like a matna shchivmera, he's trying to prepare for death, and therefore if he gets better, he can be chozer. The question is, which is which, right? Which is the case where he can be chozer, which is the case where he cannot be chozer? So if you look at Rashbam, Dibra Maschil Ibayluhu, no, Dibra Maschil Hadi Isnu Beinayu, rather than the top, Hadi Isnu Beinayu, when it's Be'en, when he's still keeping the money, chozer. Then he's able to be chozer on the sale, De Lahachi Shavkinu. That's why he left the money. Amar im emor michali achzirem. The reason he left the money for himself was because he was using that as a backup plan in case he gets better. He's going to want to be able to have something in case he gets better. But if parinu b'chove, then he's preparing for death. If parinu b'chove, he's clearly preparing for when he's dying, and he's just getting rid of whatever he has left in order to prepare himself for his ultimate demise. So that's the svara of why to be mechalik between these two cases. Now that is not agreed upon by all of the rishonim. Some of the rishonim learn the exact opposite. The Rimigash, the Adrama, they assume that when the shchiv meira pays off his debts and then he gets better, then he could be chozer from the mechira, because b'sofo shel davar he didn't leave anything, so it's as if he gave all of his nechasim as matana. But when the kesef, when he still keeps the kesef, so then he's not able to be chozer. Well, that's the same as Rashbam. Then he's not able to be chozer because it's like a matana b'mitzas, because he's keeping something for himself. That's how the Rimigash and the Adrama explain. Other Rishonim explain when he's paying off his debts, he's not chozer because he's megaladas, that the reason he's selling it was because he wants to pay off his debts, not because he's planning on dying, right? So some of the Rishonim learn it the opposite way. That's that if he's paying off his debts, the reason he's paying off his debts is because he just doesn't want to be in debt, but it has nothing to do with dying. If he's keeping it for himself, that could be because he is planning on dying. So that is that's the Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how to understand this resolution to the stira in what Rabbi Yehuda Amarav used to do. So Ibailu. So this says what Rabbi Yehuda Amarav used to paskin. Ibailu, a new shayla. Shchiv mira shahoda mahu. So this is the sugya of kinyan odisa. Is there such a thing as being as a shchiv mira being makna just by being moda, just by admitting that something belongs to someone else? The Rush writes that the whole shayla is if he's moda on kol nechasav, he's moda that all of his property property belongs to somebody else. That over there we could assume that maybe he did it because he plans on dying. So we could say that maybe we have what to discuss. If he gets better, can he be chozer? But if he's only moda on some of his nechasim, then for sure he can't be chozer. And there's nothing to do with kinyan odisa because there's no umdana that he gave it al manas that he's going to die. However, the Toras Chaim is medayik from the Rashbam and the Rambam that the bayi is by kinyan odisa no matter what, even if it's bemiksas nechasim, even if he's only being moda on some small portion of his nechasim. The whole shaila is there such a thing called the kinyan odisa when you're moda that something doesn't belong to you, that something belongs to somebody else? Is that itself a kinyan? So the Achronim wonder, like, why would shouldn't it be pashut that he can't be chozer? What's the whole shaila? But that's the discussion in the Rishonim. Is this only talking about where he does an odisa on everything, or he does an odisa on something? But be that as it may, the Gemara is asking something about a hoda'a. Is a hoda'a sufficient to be makna, for a shchiv mira to be makna? So says Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a maisa shahaya. There was a story as follows. The Isur Giora, Havle Tresor Alfli Zuze Bei Rava. Isur Giora was owed 12,000 zuz by Rava. He gave us a pikadon, maybe 12,000 zuz to Rava. So Rav Mari Berei, Isur Giora had a son, Rav Mari, who is Harasa Shalo Bekdusha, Vledaso Bekdusha Avai, who was conceived when his father was not yet a Jew, when his father was still a guy, he had not yet converted. But by the time that the Rav Mari was born, Isur Giora, his father, his biological father, had already converted to Judaism. Now, because he was conceived when his father was a guy, halachically, his father was not his father. Biologically, yes, but halachically, his father was not his father. So, Ubei Rav Hava. And it happens to be that Rav Mari was in the Beis Medrash. That's, we'll discuss why that detail is important. Amar Rava. So Rava started to discuss, how in the world could Rav Mari ever be kona this money that I am holding on to that belongs to Isur Giora? Meaning, Rava has the following cheshbon. If Isur Giora successfully is makna this money to his son, to Rav Mari, then Rav Mari will get the money and I will have to give it to Rav Mari if he's successfully makna him. But if not, then it has this din of hefker, because he's a ger, and a ger that dies, his nechasim are all hefker, he doesn't really have any relatives. And if it's hefker, you know, first one to be zocha in it is kona it. Well, I'm holding on to it right now, so if he dies, I'll be the first one to be zocha in it. So I will be kona it. So Rava was thinking, is there a way that Isur Giora can be makna to Rav Mari? Probably hoping that there's no way that Isur Giora could be makna to Rav Mari, because then it will just be hefker and he'll be able to keep it to himself. So I b'Yerusha, what, he's going to give it to him b'Yerusha? Lav bar Yerusha hu. He's not a bar Yerusha. They're not related. So it's not going to work. As Rashbam writes in the first white line, Derachmana afkere lezare da ovid chavim. He was a guy at the time that his son was conceived, and it's considered a zera, is considered a hefker. So it's not a Yerusha. Even matana, if you want to say that he's giving it to him as a matana, matna shchivmira ki yerusha shav yorabanan. A matna shchivmira is subject to the dinim of yerusha, namely kalecha di isei b'yerusha, isei b'matana. Anytime something can be given over b'yerusha, it can be given over as a matna shchivmira. But kalecha de leisei b'yerusha, leisei b'matana. If something cannot be given over b'yerusha, meaning like in this case where Rav Mari was not his son, so it's not subject to yerusha, then mele, it's not subject to matna shchivmira either. If you look at the Tosos in Dibra Maskel Kol di isei b'yerusha, Yisim matna shchivmira nir elisas tosos dim hayu leger banim Isa b'matna shchiv mera, avagav da makabel ger delese birusha dala nosein hu di ikakpeda v'lo ala makabel. That when we talk about isa birusha, we're talking about the giver as opposed to the recipient. That as long as the giver is someone who is a bar yerusha, then he can do a matna shchiv mera. So we're not saying that this relationship has to be a yerusha relationship. You can give a matna shchiv mera to someone who is not one of your yorsh. That's not the rule. The rule is not that it has to be a Yerusha relationship. The rule is that the one who is giving the Matnas Shchiv Mera has to be someone who is a Bar Yerusha, who has Yorshim. Therefore, says Tosos, a person could be a Ger and still give a Matnas Shchiv Mera, provided that he has Yorshim. How could a Ger have Yorshim? He has a family after he converts. In this case, the family was before he converted. His son was conceived before he converted. But if he has a family after he converts, good. Then he's a bar Yerusha. So if he had banim, isa b'matna shchiv mera, even though the mekabel may be someone who's leisei b'Yerusha. But in this case, again, there was no actual family. So that's not going to work over here, says Rava, because he is not a morish. And if he's not a morish, he can't be someone who gives a matna shchiv mera. Okay, I b'meshicha, maybe he could just give it to him b'meshicha. Well, lasnu gabei, he's not here right now. The money is not in Isser's house, so he can't give it to Rav Mari, because he has to have physical possession of it in order to do Mashicha. And he doesn't have physical possession of it, so he can't do the Mashicha. I b'chalipin, and if you want to say that he wants to be maknan b'chalipin, ein matbeya nikna b'chalipin. It's a technicality. One cannot be kona matbeya, one cannot be kona currency, money, with chalipin. So kinyan chalipin is not going to work over here either. I agav karka lesleyara. So what, you want to say it's going to be with a kinyan agav? He'll be maknetim karka, and agav the karka, he'll be kona this money as well? Well, he doesn't have any karka, so he can't be maknetim the karka, so that's not a possibility. I b'maymet shlashtan. Oh, so maybe he'll do the maymet shlashtan, one of those kinyanim that may be incomprehensible, but the chamor masakin that it works, a maymet shlashtan. So all he needs to do is get Isser Geura, Rav Mari, and Rava in a room together, and let Isser Geura tell Rava, instead of paying me back, give all the money to Rav Mari, and that would work. Says Rava, ishalach li lo azilna. If he asks me to come, I'm not going. You can't do the Maimat Shlashtan without the Shlish. I'm the Shlish, so I don't have to show up. So then he's not going to be able to do the Maimat Shlashtan. Maska Floravika Breda Ravami Amai. Well, wait, he says, I have an idea. Raises his hand in the base medrash, says, Rav is giving this whole shiur, why it is that Isser Geura cannot be Makna. He says, I have a simple solution. Velode Isser Dalin Zuze Drav Mari Ninu, Vilikin Bodhisa. Why can't Isser just be Moda that this money belongs to Rav Mari, and Mela, he'll be Makna, he'll be Kona with the Kinyan Odisa. Kinyan Odisa also works when you're Moda that the money belongs to somebody else. As soon as it was suggested in the Beis Medrash, somehow Isser got wind of the idea that such a thing works, and he did a Kinyan Odisa, and he was Maknet to Rav Mari with a Kinyan Odisa. Ikbid Rava, so Rava got upset. Amar kamagamri tainasal inshi mafsidili. Ah, you're teaching people how to best me, you know? I'm trying to figure out a way that I can keep the money, and that it can't be that he's going to be able to give it to Rav Mari, and now you came up with this way that he's able to be maknet, and I lost out on all this money. So Tosus is a little bit bothered by Rava's attitude over here. Here's a dying man. He wants to give to his child. Nebuch, his child, is not halachically his child. So he says, but not just from an emotional perspective, Tosus points out, the bottom Tosus, the Kamagamri Tanas Linshi, Yesh Tema, Lamalokiyim Ravas Devara, Vakaimelan Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. There's a halacha over here. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. When a mace wants to be makna something to somebody, he wants some possessions to go to a certain person. So Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis, you're supposed to do that. He says, and also, I don't understand why we even need this whole rule of Matnei Shchivra K'Ksuvin K'Musurin Dami. Everything would be been discussing the last 3 days. Why is any of it necessary? Just say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, and you don't need matnei shchivim k'ksuv l'kamusur and dami. I mean, you do see that mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is about kinyanim. It's about money. It's not just that. A lot of times people, know the phrase mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, and they naturally assume it relates to anything and everything. That a meis says, I want my children to wear, nice blue shirts for the next 3 weeks or something. Oh, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. No, pashtus has nothing to do with mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is about, I want this money to go to this place. But that's exactly what a matnas shchiv mira is. So why do I need divrei shchiv mira k'ksuv l'kum surin dami if I already have mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis? V'tira t'rav rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Meir, so the Rivam suggests, d'lor mina mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis ala heichal d'amar t'nu mana zel uploni. Aval heichal d'amar mana zel uploni. V'lo amar t'nu Mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is only when he's very explicit about being makne. He says, I want this to be given. If he doesn't say tenu, he doesn't say give this to so and so, then we would not say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. Then we have to rely on divrei shchiv mira k'ksuvin u'kum surin dami. Says Tosos, miu kasha mi demaisu cham rai l'rab lozu divrei shchiv mira niknim ba'amira me'ehudi iman shal b'nei rochel shakimu chames dvareha alma divrei He says, but previously we had a case, or later on we're going to have a case where we're going to prove that divrei shchiv mira k'ksuv l'kum surin dami, even though the case in question is where the person actually said tenu. So wait, if they said tenu, how do you prove divrei shchiv mira k'ksuv l'kum surin dami? Maybe when they say tenu, it functions based on mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. V'od kasha mi'adam r'gidin v'arakam eskabel g'nevi yotze b'kol rav v'kinavak amar havu abra me'azuzi l'rabi avina mechamra dinar panya. One time a person was being taken out in chains to be killed, and as he was leaving, as he was being taken out, he said 400 zuz of wine should go to Rabbi Avina for the v'lo amrinin hasa mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. And no one over there says, ah, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. V'av gav da'afil b'amar k'shaya bari amrinin lei hachi k'nmuch parakam d'gidin. And mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis applies even when the person is a bari. You don't even need the person to be a shchiv mira to say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. It seems to be more powerful than divrei shchiv mira, because shchiv mira is only if the person is actually dying. So the bottom, the second to last line of the page reiterates, d'larmina mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis aleichah shu biyad shlish. No, we only say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis if it's in the hand of a shlish, and it was hushlish mitchil l'kach that the person should do what he's supposed to do with it. That's what we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. Or Tosfos says much later in the Tosfos, as Tosfos goes way over on Talmud Beis, v'oda yomeri at the very end of the Tosfos, the law of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis elu ba'omer lo peh el peh. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is not when, I heard that Rav Mari wants to give this, that Isur Gyura wants to do this with his money. No, it has to be that I got a direct instruction from Isur Gyura. If there was no direct instruction from Isur Gyura, it was only that, someone told me he's interested in giving the money to Rav Mari, then we do not say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. But then Tos says, v'chazar bo ri, the re changes his mind. K'dekam Rav Ashalech, Hasisi Ploni Avdi Ben Charin, Am Rav Yochum Kulm B'shtar, V'im Kein Adik Tani Basrach, Yasenu Ben Charin, Rebbe Yomar Zach, V'cham Rav Lo Zach, El Kofan Asa Yarshim, Mayri Nami B'shtar, V'lo Pe'al Be'. That we do find that it applies even B'shtar, even when it's not Pe'al Pe'. So that's why the re backs out, ultimately, of that limitation, that Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Meis is only when there is a direct instruction. Well, let's just take a moment on the Kinyan Odisa idea. It's a very fascinating kinyan that you could be makna something to somebody by being moda that it belongs to him. There's a tshuva in the Imre Yosher in Chelek Aleph Simon Gimel where the Imre Yosher was asked about a person who lived in a certain village, and it came time for bir chametz, and he had not sold his chametz, and there was a good reason why he hadn't sold his chametz, because the local government had made a decree that no guy is allowed to purchase chametz from a Jew. They wanted it that the Jews should not have an etzah of selling the chametz. So the guy didn't know what to do. What do I do with all my chametz if no guy is willing to buy my chametz from me? So he wants to know, can I just be modeh that it belongs to a guy. Meaning, I can't do a kinyan with hagba or with kesef and mashiach with agav with any of the other normal kinyanim, because that I need the other guy to participate. But maybe I don't need him to. I'll just be moda. I'll just say that it belongs to him. Kinyan odisa, so it will belong to him. So Tosfos over here in our sugya on kinyan odisa and another a number of other places as well says that if someone wants to be makna something to his friend, he could be makna with a kinyan odisa by being moda that it belongs to that person, and that works even though the person never had it and there was never any history and there was never any, you know, there's no way that what he's saying is true, meaning I am moda that it belongs to him. Really? When? How? No answer. I'm just moda that it belongs to him. There's no explanation of why it belongs to him other than my statement right now that it belongs to him. The Ritva proves this from many places that kinyan odisa works even if the hoda'a is sheker. I'm being moda and it's not a true hoda'a. And the Ketzos and Simukov Tzadi Dalid proves this from many Rishonim, that odisa is its own kinyan. It's not that I'm being moda to some kinyan that happened at some other point. Odisa itself is a kinyan. However, the Nemuka Yosef over here in our sugya writes that hoda'a is not a kinyan at all. It's just that we believe the guy al pi is hoda'a that the nechasim are not his, meaning he's moda that these nechasim belong to somebody else. We believe him that it's true, but if the guy himself knows that it's not true, he can't. It's not a way of being makna something to somebody. Meaning, I know that this chametz all belongs to me. I know it doesn't belong to that guy. So me being moda that it belongs to the guy is not going to help at all. And that's what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Dalet Siman Nun. And he quotes that there are those that hold that Odisa is Kona. And he says, Shani Tama B'davar Zeh. The Rashba says, I don't understand how that could possibly be true. Uba Meyikna, where's the Maisa Kinyan? V'lo Nuchasim, Shein Lamachrayis, Ein Niknam Ela, Obe Mashicha, Obe Agba, Obe Chalipin, Obe Agav, Lo Matzin B'shum Makam, Shetei Kinyas on Ba'oda. We don't find anywhere that Hoda is itself a Kinyan. It's a proof of Kinyan. If there was a kinyan, but if you know that there was no kinyan, then there's no proof of kinyan. The case of Isser was that he was moda that the nechasim that were in Rav's hands belonged to Rav Mari, even though they were muchzak to be Rav Isser's. So that's why the hoda'a worked, because he's neman yosher mimei eidim that it in fact already belonged to Rav Mari. But that's what you have to say, says the Rashba. The Sefer HaTshumas and other Rishonim say that a kinyan odisa works, but only by a shchiv mirah, like in our sugya. By a bari, it's not going to work. So those are three shitos. Either odisa works as its own kinyan, no matter what, true or not true, or odisa only works if it's true that you're being moda, so it's proof of kinyan, but it's not a kinyan in its own right, or it will work for a shchiv mirah, but it's not going to work for a bari. So it would turn out, says the Imri Yosher, can this guy on Erev Pesach be maknas chametz to a guy with a kinyan odisa? He says, "Tali, this machlokas rishonim." First of all, you have to assume that it works for a bari in order to make it work, because this person is not a shchiv mira. But also, you have to assume that it is its own kinyan and that it's not just a hoda'a to a kinyan. So the Imre Yosher suggests maybe, in addition to doing the odisa, you could also be mafkir b'fnei shlosha, so make the chametz hefker, and then maybe you won't be asur b'hana'a after Pesach. However, it is somewhat of a chiddush, because if you're going to say manushach, you know, if you're going to say that an odisa is not a kinyan, it's just being moda that something already belongs to someone, okay, so then it doesn't help this guy. If you're going to say it is a kinyan, so every kinyan needs das. You need the kona to have das to become. You can't be makna to someone bal karcho. The guy is not interested. I know he's not interested because if I asked him and he said he doesn't want it, because the law is that he's not allowed to be kona it. So it is somewhat of a chiddush that odisa can be a kinyan in its own right, and yet you're still not going to need the das of the kona to do a kinyan odisa. There's a tshuva in the Mutzal Meish as a suffix where the kinyan odisa could work on a set of dalad minim on the first day of Sukkot. You need lachem. So can I just say, instead of being makne my lulav to the next guy, that I'm moda that this lulav belongs to the next guy, and he'll be moda belongs to the next guy. So l'charetz tali completely in this machlokas rishonim. Is it a kinyan or is it a ne'amanus that a kinyan already happened in the past? That's the issue when it comes to that as well. That's a little bit about kinyan odisa. There's a lot more about kinyan odisa. Just to make one quick mention of another issue that comes up over here. You know, in our sugya, Issur Giora is the father of Rav Mari bar Rachel, and the Rashbam writes that Isser had bia with Rachel when he was still a guy, and Rav Mari was born from that, and then Isser was Megayer, and yet he's called Rav Mari bar Rachel, even though he was Isser's child biologically, because halachically he's not Isser's child. So in Achronim they discuss when you have a person who's born into such a family, when it gets called to the Torah, is he allowed to be called to the Torah by his father's name? When you're writing a ksuba, are you allowed to be called a Nebuch? I got a shayla on Sunday. Someone was, a girl was getting married, has no kesher to her father whatsoever. Just doesn't want her father's name in her ksuba. When they write, who is now in that case it's different because it's halachically her father, it's biologically everything. She doesn't like him, but still in terms of identifying her, it's certainly her father. But what about in these cases? Can they be identified by the father? So Minchas Yitzchak was asked about a Jew that had bia with a goya and they had a child, and then the mother converted and they got married and they raised the child together. So your ben from a nachris is not really your ben. So the child wants to know. He's a ben Torah now. He wants to know. Everyone knows this is his family. He wants to know. Can he be called to the Torah by his father's name? So first he says a raya from here that no, that he's Rav Mari bar Rachel. So if that's not enough of a yichus, then certainly in this case not enough of a yichus either. But then he says, you know, it could be that there's another reason why he can be called, because the Agos Maimonios and the Ramah quotes it, Choshe Mishpat holds that someone who's Megadol Yasum Tokh Peso, if you write on the shtar Bini, the shtar is not Mezuyif, meaning we do consider the call Megadol Yasum Tokh Peso is Ki'ilu Yelado. So it could be that that's considered that he is the father. But then Minchas Yitzchak is not sure. Maybe that's just a din when a person writes a shtar, because of course he's going to refer to him as his son. But maybe that din is not true when it comes to being when it comes to other people identifying him, meaning to be Ola L'Torah. Or maybe it is. Maybe Kalim Agadol Yosem Sof Peis is such a powerful halacha that it actually makes it like it's his son. I think in the beginning of Evan Ezra, some of the Sekelim on the Shulchan Aruch suggest that if a couple is unable to have children, they should be Megadol Yosem Sof Peis, they should adopt a child, and that's also a partial Kiyum Mitzvah Pur Revu. So apparently it's not just for identifying purposes. On some real level, that child is actually a son of theirs if they're Megadol the Soch Pesos. That's an interesting shaila that comes up related to the sugya as well. Let's see the Gemara on the base. Shir karka kolshu matanaso kayemes. So we said that when a man ashkiv mira, he leaves something out of the matana, so then the matana is going to be kayem even if the shkiv mira gets better. So how much do you have to leave out? Karka kolshu. He leaves a little bit for himself, then the matana is going to be kayem regardless of what ultimately happens with the shkiv mira. Kama kolshu. How much is a kolshu? Amar vidam rav karka kedei parnasaso. Enough. A kolshu means enough kedei parnasaso that he'd be able to live off of it, that he'd be able to basically survive and support himself. That's because that proves that his plan is to live, and that he was that his plan is to give this away even if he were to live. And he's not only giving this away because he thinks he's definitely dying. Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba Omar metaltalin kedei parnasaso. It doesn't even have to be karka kedei parnasaso, even if it's metaltalin. That's all he left for himself. Metaltalin enough to support himself, that too would work. Amar Rabbi Zera kama mechuvanin shmeitza desabi. How precise both Rabbi Yudah Merav and Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba were in identifying how much he has to leave for himself in order for the matana to be kayim. Karka taima mai diikai samachalei. Because after all, what is the reason that karka kolshuhu is going to make the matana kayim, is going to make the matana binding and valid no matter what? Because if you're going to survive, if the fellow survives, if the shchiv mira gets better, he has that to rely on. So we assume that he genuinely wanted to give away all of the nechasim no matter what happens to him in the end, and he's leaving this backup plan for himself of this karka kolshuhu. Well, metaltinami yikai samich levayu. You have the same svara by metaltin, the same svara why karka kolshu works would be a good svara why metaltin kolshu should work as well. Maskav Rav Yosef umai kavanasa mandiam metaltin karka tanan mandiam kedei parnasaso. What are we meaning? Are we making the assumption? Meaning, you're saying that he was so precise in the way he said something, that look how precise the Rabbanim are in the way they formulate things. It doesn't actually seem precise at all. It seems to be entirely imprecise. Why would you say that it's so meduyak? According to the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that even metaltalin is considered a shiur. So we could ask that's very imprecise, because the Mishnah actually said karka. It said if he's sheer karka kolshu, so it's totally off. And Mandi Amar, according to Rabbi Yudah Merav, then and Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that it's the both of them say that how much does he have to leave? Kidei parnasasov. Well, that's not precise in the lashon at all, because the lashon of the Mishnah was kolshu. Kolshu is very different than kidei parnasasov. Those don't seem like the same things at all. So how can you say that they're so precise? So the Gemara is going to discuss, whenever we say karka, does karka necessarily mean karka and not metaltalin? Maybe sometimes karka means karka va'afilu metaltalin. Amalei Abai v'kol heicha d'tani. Do you think every time it says karka dafka? You think every time it says the word karka, it means specifically karka? Vatnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Peah, hakosev kol nechasov liavdo. If a person writes that he's giving all of his nechasim to his eved, so yatsa ben chorin, the eved goes free. But sheer karka kol shehu lo yotze ben chorin. If he leaves over a little bit of karka, the eved does not go free. Rabbi Shimon Omer li olam hu ben chorin at sheyomer kol nechasay nesulim poni avdi chutz meyachon miribo sheben. The eved will go free unless you say you're leaving out echon miribo sheben, everything except for echon miribo sheben. Vam Rav Din Bar Yosef Amar Blazer also metaltlin shiur etzel eved v'losu metaltlin shiur etzel ksuba. So what do you see from there? That metaltlin is considered a shiur by an eved, but it's not considered to be a shiur by a ksuba. That's with regard to a different halacha. But al kalpanim, what you see from Rabbi Lazar, asu metaltlin shiur etzel eved, that even though you're mishayer karka kolshu, it doesn't only mean karka; it means metaltlin as well. So in our Mishnah, also we could say shiur karka kolshu doesn't just mean karka. Shiur karka kolshu could mean that he left over some metaltlin as well. We'll come back to that point tomorrow, because there's more to say over there. So let's pick up at that tomorrow. Oh, yeah.